each brother said something in the prayer concerning the message tonight. And I was encouraged by that. Now I feel that the Lord would want me to say what I'm going to say tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Tonight, title of the message is going to be A God Who Cares. And I was convinced that the Lord wanted me to bring this message on Sunday evening at the prayer meeting, because Brother Frank just mentioned that. He says, thank you, God, that you are God who cares. I said, thank you, Lord. I believe you want me to bring the message. And like I said, Brother Allison prayed to have a God with us, and Brother Ruddy prayed one of the verses we're going to read, and Brother Murray said something out, and so did Brother Grover. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's the words that Brother Ruddy said in his prayer. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height or depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We could close the book and go home. What verses? What promise? A God who cares. You know, we look around the world today and we see so much, so many of us who don't care. We see even families who don't care about children. We see children who don't care about mom and dad. We see governments who don't care. But saints, tonight we have a God who cares. Tonight, with the time that we have, we're going to look at God for us, God with us, God before us, God behind us, God above us, God underneath us, God around us, and God over us. You didn't have to bring your pillow. We'll get out in time. God for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Saints, no one. No one. No one can harm us, because our God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. No one can touch us. Paul says, who can lay a charge against us? And the answer is no one. Why, Paul, can anyone lay a charge against us? Paul would say, it's God that justifieth. And he says, who can condemn us? And you know the answer is no one. Why, Paul, can anyone condemn us? Paul would say, because Christ has died for us. And if Christ, to whom all judgment has been committed, does not pass sentence on us, no one can have a valid reason to condemn us. Paul says in Romans 8:1, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. We sometimes sing, don't we? No condemnation. Precious word, isn't it? Consider it, my soul. My sins were all on Jesus laid. His stripes have made me whole and made you whole. Precious hymn, isn't it? Then Paul says, who can separate us? And the answer is no one. Why can anybody separate us? And Paul goes on to search for every adverse circumstance that would be effective in causing separation in areas of human life. And that's what he says. But none can be found. He says, not tribulation, not distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Paul says we are more than conquerors. Not in our own saints, but through him who loved us. And all these things, we're more than conquerors. Let me say this tonight. Only the power of Christ can bring sweetness out of bitterness. Sometimes we have such a bitter experience in life, and we see where Christ brings sweetness out of it. Only Christ can do that. And it's only Christ can bring strength out of weakness. Sometimes we feel so weak and so down, and yet he brings that strength that he alone can give. And it's only Christ that can bring triumph out of tragedy. We've witnessed that. And saints, it's only Christ that can bring blessing out of heartache. And many of us have experienced that. But Paul still is not finished. Paul ransacks the universe to find something that might be able to separate us from the love of God. And he says, not even death, because that will take us to him. Nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, I death, nothing. And to make sure that he's not missing anything, he says, nor any other created thing. Saints, nothing can separate us from him. We have a God who cares. A God for us. Secondly, God with us. And Isaiah 41:10, I love this verse. Listen, fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What a precious promise, saints, to lay hold upon in a world of uncertainty and insecurity. Let's look at it for a moment. In that verse, we are assured of his presence. Brother Morris mentioned that. I am with thee. And you heard me say it before. In Hebrews, I forget exactly where it's found. It says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I understand it means, I will never, never, ever leave thee. What a promise. I am with thee. And then it reassured in that verse of his relationship. I am thy God. Friends, what a relationship, saints. To be part of that family of God, a God that owns everything, a God that knows everything, and we are his children, heirs of his. What a relationship. No wonder John could say, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. What a promise. Not only are we assured of his relationship, but we are assured of his help. I will strengthen you. There again, when we feel so weak and so down, we're felt and come in and strengthen us. And then we're assured of his sustaining power. I will uphold you. Saints, the end that upholds the universe upholds you and I. Why should I have a careful bee? Since such a God is mine, he watches o'er me night and day and tells me, thou art mine. What a promise. Thirdly, God before us. And I go to Exodus 13 and 21. It says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Saints, whether it be day or night, he's before us. What a promise. What a God who cares. And here we see his guidance, don't we? Here we see his protection. A picture of the Lord Jesus Christ going ahead of us. We go to Psalm 23, we see that, don't we? He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, in places that is clearly marked. No pitfalls. Cannot miss it. Clearly marked. That's the way he leads us. He says, and he leads us in paths of righteousness. Why? The psalmist tells us, David, for his name's sake, the leading of the Lord's saints is out of pure grace. He cares. He cares. He goes before us. And in Psalm 22, we see he's alone, don't we? But in Psalm 23, he's ahead of us. And in Psalm 24, he's above us. In Psalm 22, we see he dies. In Psalm 23, he lives. In Psalm 24, he's coming. Psalm 22, it's yesterday taking our place. Psalm 23, it's today. And Psalm 24, it's forever. John 10:4 says, he goeth before them. He does not ask us, saints, to go anywhere he hasn't been. But, oh, I trust our desire will be to follow him. I trust we'll follow him as he leads the way. Fourthly, God behind us. It says, and the angel of God went before the camp of Israel. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. Verse 20 says, it was a cloud of darkness to the Egyptians, but light to the children of Israel. What a God who cares. The enemy is approaching the children of Israel from behind. And the Lord Jesus steps, instead of before them, behind them for their protection. Isn't it just like him? Isn't it just like him? You'll say, well, who was that angel of the Lord? Saints, I believe it was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You'll say, Freddie, why do you say that? Well, the same angel of the Lord that appeared unto Agar, she said, thou, God, seest me. She recognized him as God. Same angel of the Lord appeared unto Abraham. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Jehovah appeared to Abraham on Mount Moriah. And Abraham's about to slay his son. And he says, Abraham, Abraham, do not do anything to hurt the child. Now I know you fear me, Abraham. I believe that was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, pre-incarnate. And you know, surely he realized then that one day he would stand on that same mountain of Moriah and there the knife would plunge through him. There would be no substitute, and there it would take my place in yours. Thank God he did. And not only did Abraham recognize Moses in the burning bush, says he was afraid to look upon God. And as the angel of the Lord appeared unto Manoah, and he says, what is thy name? And he says, my name is Wonderful. Another name of God. You'll say, well, Brother Freddie, everything you mention is God. How could it be the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me say, the Father and the Spirit are invisible to man. God and the Spirit are invisible to man. Man has never seen them, but they have seen the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think for more proof, you never read of the angel of the Lord ever appearing after the Lord's birth. Never again. I think it was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself who went before them and who ever goes before me and you. Number 5, God above us. Psalms 18:16 says, he sent from above. He took me and he drew me out of many waters from above. The psalmist says, I know the times when from my strong enemy, Saul, he looked from above and he drew me out of many waters. And saints, we could recognize, we could go with that as well, because we know many times he took us from the strong enemy. Many times he sent from above and drew us out of many waters. Hey, God who cares? Romans 10:16 says this, who shall ascend unto heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Saints, he's above looking down. But you know, saints, it was impossible to bring Christ from above. But he came voluntarily. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad he came and went to the cross and took our sin and the punishment for them? I'm sure glad he did. I'm reminded of a story. An aged saint was visiting London in one of the art galleries. And he came across a picture of Christ on the cross. And he just couldn't get his gaze from it anymore. And the tears began to roll down his face as he began to, as it were, get a fresh glimpse of the Lord Jesus as he pictured him there. And there was a lot of people there standing by, and they watched the tears flow down this elderly man's face. And then 4 out of that crowd, and as he looked, he said, bless him. Bless him. I love him. I love him. And 4 others out of that crowd went and put their arm around him and said, brother, we love him too. And I think every one of us tonight who know him as Savior can say, we love him too. Thanks for Calvary. God underneath of us. The eternal God is our refuge and strength, and underneath are the everlasting arms. What Moses is saying to a people who are houseless, who are dwelling in tents, have nowhere to live, that God is their house. He's their safety. Underneath, saints, are his everlasting arms. Arms that will never get tired. Never be exhausted. That's who's holding us up today. I'm reminded of Ruth 2:12. And Boaz is speaking. He says, the Lord, speaking to Ruth, recompense thy work under whose wings thou art come to trust. And then Ruth says this, why have I found grace in thy sight? Ruth being a Gentile, Ruth being poor from heathen background, and she realizes Boaz is a Jew. She realized she didn't deserve it. She realized it's all of grace under whose wing she has come to trust. And saints, tonight, we didn't deserve to be under his wings. But for the grace of God, we're there tonight. We were sinners. We were poor. We were helpless. but we've fallen under His wings and He has lifted us up. We're now safe for time and eternity. Aren't you glad? That does something to me. Under His wings. And I looked that up in Psalms, and it's mentioned so many times. Psalm 17:8 says, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Saints, we're hidden in Christ tonight. That's God's covering for us tonight. Psalm 36 says, he's quoting, he finds his loving kindness under the shadow of his wings. And there we see his love. There he embraces us under his wings. Psalm 57:1 talks about under the shadow of his wings will I find refuge. And then Psalm 64:1 says, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. It's fellowship there. And Psalm 63:7 says, in the shadow of thy wings I will rejoice. Saints, is rejoicing there. Underneath his wings. Finally, God around us. And this comes from Psalm 125:2. As the mountains are about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. God around us. As the mountains encircle Jerusalem. That's what he's saying. Silently guarding the gates. So too God stands in the shadow of our lives, protecting us from the wicked one. You know, that's what Satan said to God concerning Job, didn't he? He said, this is what he said. Have you not made an edge around this household and around all that he has on every side? Satan knew that God has us encircled, that no one can touch us. And saint, that means that nothing can reach the trusting saint apart from the permissive will of God. Nothing can touch us. We have a God around us, a God who cares. Says the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Saints, we're not just saved, we're kept as well. Praise his name. No sheep of his will ever perish. Finally, God over us. I'm running through it swiftly. God over us. Solomon 2:4, Song of Solomon. His banner over me is love. God over us. That banqueting house, I think, was a special place where they partook of simple meals. Perhaps the Shunammite woman thought about Solomon's banqueting table. She realized her shepherd didn't have such an expensive table. But she knew his banner over her was love. And just to be with him meant more than the banqueting table. Saints, tonight, heaven is going to be great. It's going to be wonderful there. But I think that will fade into insignificance. It will be to have our shepherd with us. Just to be with him will be heaven there. I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. Amazing love. How can it be? Only one way, saints, that Christ came down. Love, and went to the cross and took my place and your place. I'm going to close with a short story. It touched me. A mother found a bill at her place at the breakfast table from her small son, Bradley, 8 years old. And it read as follows. Mother owes Bradley 25 cents for being good, 10 cents for taking music lessons, 15 cents for running errands, and 5 cents for extras. Total, 55 cents. Mother smiled, made no comment, but at lunch, she folded a piece of paper, put the 55 cents alongside of his plate with another piece of paper. And the paper read as follows. Bradley owes mother for nursing him through scarlet fever. Nothing. For washing his clothes and all his meals. Nothing. For all the playthings. Nothing. Total. Nothing. Saints, when I read that, it touched me. Because sometimes I find myself saying to God as if he owes me something. I remember when I went through the crisis, I said, why me? As if he owed me something. He owed me nothing. And I felt he was saying to me as I read that story, Freddie, for those 39 stripes, nothing. Freddie, for that crown of thorns, nothing. Freddie, for those spitting and plucking my beard, nothing. Those nails in my hands and feet, nothing. And if that wasn't enough, saints, I was broken. I could just picture it. Freddie, for those filthy, dirty sins, I took them all. I took the punishment. Total, nothing. Saints, that's what he says to you and I tonight. Paid in full. All because of his great love. In return, oh, let us love him more, serve him better, and live more holy lives. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight that we have a God who cares. A God who cares so much that every hair of our head is numbered. Every detail of our life you care about. But Father, we're ashamed tonight because so many times we don't care about you the way we should to tell others about you. About our God who cares. Who cares enough about the lost to leave heaven and come to save us from our sin. Father, forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us. Help us to live better lives. Help us to love you more. And to tell others about your great love. Part us with your blessing as we give thanks in your precious and lovely name. You know, I want to sing the chorus of 401. Brother Tony, I want you to come up. Maybe Brother Julian could raise it. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. Just raise that chorus and the meeting will be over.